Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
There's a jungle of news out there, and you know, trying to cut your way through it with a virtual machete is next to impossible. So that's where a Seattle startup thought they'd come in with their Newsvine. It's kind of a play on words. It's the name of the website, newsvine.com, and I have no doubt in my mind that you've heard of it. You basically can go there, pick a subject, topic, and basically sign up for a subdomain, subdomain.newsvine.com. In fact, I signed up for a Newsvine domain, and I don't think I could ever use it because it violates your terms of service. Microsoft.newsvine.com is my claim, but it in the terms of service, which I did read, I'm the only one, I'm sure, who's read it, that I can't use something that someone else has trademarked. So I don't know if I could get away with blogging Microsoft.newsvine.com, but I figured it'd be a good one. So Mike, co-founder, president, CEO, tell me, am I violating the terms of service with Microsoft.newsvine.com?
You know, you might be best off not asking for permission and instead begging for forgiveness. You know, I mean, I personally don't have a problem with it at all. I guess it would be a question of, you know, whether you're coming across as a, you know, as somebody who purports to be from Microsoft, which you wouldn't be.
No.
You know, that would be the only thing that would potentially violate the terms. So,
okay.
If you wanted to blog about Microsoft at Microsoft.newsvine.com, I think that might be okay.
Okay, so this is essentially a place or a repository where people can come and blog or reblog content related to a particular subject matter, right?
Indeed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's you know, Newsvine is it's sort of a mix of what's best about big media and what's best about little media. That's sort of how it came about. You know, we're a team of six people, and we all come from a big media background. We, you know, we'd been working at ESPN.com, ABCNews.com, Disney Internet Group, and you know, we were working on these, you know, very, very high traffic sites, and you know, while it was very, very, you know, fun to work on, we really sort of saw most of the excitement happening in the small media world, and so we decided to start up our own company. And one of the founding principles of Newsvine is to be a large media site with a small media feel. So you can sign up to be a writer on Newsvine and start writing articles, and have your articles appear right alongside Associated Press articles and MSNBC articles and CNN articles, and basically any articles that anybody chooses to submit to Newsvine.
How many users do you have at this point?
We have actually been really hitting our stride over June and July. We've tripled our uniques since May. We're up at several hundred thousand users now.
Wow.
Yeah, so things are going really well, and it's interesting because generally in the summer news sites experience a bit of a downturn because, you know, kids are out of school, and, you know, it's hot, people aren't in front of computers as much as they are, you know, during the colder months. But we've actually seen, you know, a huge upturn these last couple of months.
Do you attribute that to just crappy television?
You know what? I watch a lot of television, and this really is crappy TV season. I mean, Survivor's over. You know, most of the good reality shows are over. Most of the good sitcoms are over. I mean, I think the only two shows that I watch right now regularly are Reno 911 and Entourage on HBO. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think this is definitely sort of a low point of the year as far as TV goes.
So do you have any Reno 911 channels over on Newsvine?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think we do. We do have a few people who write about TV, which is interesting. You know, write reviews of TV shows. But we do not have, I believe we do not have Reno911.newsvine.com yet.
So you're essentially splitting advertising with your contributors.
Yes.
Is that like immediate, or how does that work?
Well, our philosophy at Newsvine is that, you know, where you add value to the site, you should receive value in return. And you know, it's interesting. There's this big debate going on, obviously, that everybody knows about between, you know, Dig and Netscape.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah,
that.
Dig. Let's just segue right into it then. You know, Dig's got this great, huge, growing user base of people who submit content to the site for free, which is, you know, excellent. That's tremendous. You know, they've done a great job building that up. You know, and then Netscape comes along and it is basically trying to copy what Dig has done. You know, all the way down to the design. I mean, the site basically looks, you know, kind of like a, you know, low budget version of Dig with more subjects. I think what happened is they realized really early on that, you know, they didn't have, you know, even though they had 12 million users, they didn't have the type of users that Dig has and that Newsvine has, the types of people who are really passionate about submitting news and writing news and gathering news. So, you know, their strategy, you know, as was announced last week, so, you know, sort of a controversial one, they're paying people, you know, $1,000 a month to to seed 150 stories a month to the site. And it's a controversial move, and there are certainly positives and negatives to it. I mean, the positives to it obviously are that people should get paid for what they for what they contribute. There should be some sort of reward for people's efforts. The negatives are what Kevin and Jay say at Dig, which is hey, once you throw money into the situation, motivations change a little bit, and it makes the system less pure. So what we've done is from the start, I mean, we've been doing this for, since we launched in March, our philosophy is where there is money to be made off your content, you should make most of it. And so we offer a revenue split with our users, and users basically keep 90% of the ad revenue that's gained off their pages. Now, right now, this early on, we're obviously, we're not to the point where people are making, $1,000 a month off their columns, but, we're not promising that you can make, $150,000, $50,000 a year just writing a few stories. We've taken a more sort of reasonable standpoint, which is, hey, just use the site, have a good time, do what you want to do, write for the love, and, we're not going to jack you on the money.
Yeah, well, that's pretty fair. I mean, is that how you say it on the site, or is it all legal?
Well, we sort of hide all of the all of the terms of use and privacy policy stuff on one page because we realize most people aren't gonna read that. So that's where all the except for you.
I read it.
But that's sort of stuff that if you've got some time and you're interested in it, you can read. But we do try to spell everything out in a more sort of human friendly manner throughout the site. So when we do have a page that explains exactly how payment works, we've just started to kind of turn ads on over the last couple months, and we're payment pages should be launched within about a week.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. So, where do you plan on going with this thing?
Well, if you saw our whiteboard, you would get a headache. I mean, we've got so many things planned in the next few months. We started out by casting our net extremely wide. So, this started out, and before we left ESPN, Newsvine started out being a sports only idea. We wanted to create a community based sports site. And then as we started to build the site out, we realized, God, this would really be terrible if we took all this great technology we've built and just shut out, the entire population that doesn't care about sports. So we've set up this Chris is raising his hand. We set up the system where you can write about anything, newsvine.com/trains, newsvine.com/Europe, newsvine.com/Chris Perillo. It's all there. However, we haven't gone very deep on a lot of sections. So, for instance, the sports section shouldn't just be a linear list of sports stories. It should be separated by team. You should have live scoreboards, which we have, by the way. We're the only site that I'm aware of where you can actually, go and check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard and actually comment on games right within the game itself. So, somebody hits a home run in the middle of the fourth inning, you can comment on that home run and it appears as part of the game log. So things like that, live scores, box scores, our politics page obviously needs, an election section. So, as you take some of these more, major topics, you realize that, a list of dig style links isn't good enough, mm-hmm. Long term.
Then when you say that, what do you mean?
What I mean is, the list of link style where you're just kind of looking top to bottom, it's basically a popularity contest, so here's the popular stories of the day. I just think that there's more to news than that, than just a list of stories. I think that news can be presented in a more compelling way, as is seen on sites like MSNBC. MSNBC.com, as big as they are, they have a great team. They're also out of Seattle, and they do these great special flash pieces when really important things happen. Like when Katrina happened, they had this special report on Katrina where you could just kind of go through and see pictures of what went on and hear testimonials. When 9/11 happened, they had this piece called The Darkest Day, and it's still available on the site. If you just search for The Darkest Day on Google, you should find it. And they put this piece out I think 2 days after 9/11 happened, and it to the day is probably the most compelling piece I've seen on it. And that's sort of what I mean. It's like, news is more than just, a list of stories. It's multimedia, it's video, it's audio, it's interactive polls, which we now have on Newsvine.
What kind of user base do you have? In terms of demographic, background, interests.
Sure, I would say we're probably a little bit older than the Dig user base. We're probably 20s and 30s. We have quite a few international users, which is surprising to me. I thought when we started this, the Associated Press is sort of our major wire news provider, and they're very U.S. centric. They cover world stories as well, but. you know, I figured, okay, with the AP being sort of a U.S.-based news source, you know, it's going to be a while until, you know, people from other countries are interested. But some of our best contributors and readers are from other countries. We've got a guy named Klaus Jacobsen who writes at Danish.newsvine.com. He's from Denmark, and, you know, he's extremely prolific. I mean, he's, you know, written, I believe, 150 articles for us and seeded about, I don't know, 1,300 links. And, you know, great guys routinely getting, you know, hundreds of comments per article. We've got users.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got users from Australia, England, Germany, Japan, you know, and it brings up another issue too. People have asked us, you know, well, hey, when can I write on Newsvine in different languages, you know, and we've built language support in from the beginning. You can write in whatever language you want. However, it becomes a moderation headache when you have, you know, 30 different languages you've got to worry about, because if there's an abuse report, let's say, about a story that goes up, how do you verify that the content is bad or good? So that's another thing we're going to be working on moving forward, is, you know, greater internationalization.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, that's almost like a given.
Yeah.
With the internet stuff.
It really is. It really is. There's no reason to shut yourself off from, you know, all the really, really important news, you know, going on throughout the world. And I mean, in fact, that's sort of like an important part of why we founded Newsvine, is that, you know, with everybody using RSS these days, it's very, very easy to insulate yourself away from all the really, really, really important world issues that are happening. So I don't know how many feeds you follow. I follow about 120 feeds in my news aggregator. And like 110 of them are like tech feeds, you know, like tech feeds, design feeds, you know, that sort of thing. And it's great because, you know, my signal to noise ratio is very, very high. You know, like everything that comes through is, you know, of extreme interest to me. But the downside of that is, like, you know, how do you find out what just happened in Lebanon? You know, how do you find out what's going on in Africa? You don't, because you've insulated yourself. So Newsvine is to a large degree about allowing for personalization, however, or at the same time, also allowing for spontaneous discovery of news.
Hmm. Okay. So you're not planning on paying your users to come over from another blog platform?
No, yeah, I don't think we'd ever do that. We don't really have the need to do that, honestly. I mean,
you're not going to pull a Netscape.
We're not going to pull a Netscape. No, we have a very high percentage of contributors on our site. Like, I think the rule of thumb is, like, you know, 1% of people will contribute. Ours is, you know, quite a bit higher than that, and it's weird. I mean, like, Netscape is coming from a user base of 12 million people, a shrinking user base. I mean, they've lost 1/3 of their audience over the year and 1/3 before that. So, you know, you look at their graphs and they're just a steady downturn. So they had to do something, you know. So who's to say this is a bad thing to do? It's probably a good thing. But, you know, of those 12 million people, you know, these are 12 million people who have had Netscape.com as their front page for, you know, several years now. So these are probably people who, you know, who like what they currently got. So it's definitely going to be a challenge to turn those people around, those people who are not really a community, who don't really interact with each other too much, and turn them around into this sort of Newsvine, you know, Dig, Reddit, whatever style, you know, social news site. So I think Jason's challenge right now is finding the right sorts of people to do the creating, which he probably does not have right now.
You mean the actual generation of content?
The generation of content.
But I thought their whole thing was having editors do most of that.
Well, they have this, you know, Jason's been talking about this thing that he, you know, is pushing called, you know, meta-journalism. And I think, you know, out of all the things that you might diss Netscape for doing, I actually think that he's onto something there. And it's, you know, it's often misunderstood. I think, you know, the idea is, have people submit thousands and thousands of stories from far and wide, have the audience vote on those stories, percolate the ones up that they think are important, and then have a team of dedicated people that are paid on staff to then say, okay, here's the top story of the day. We're going to call the person who wrote this story, and we're going to find out a little bit more. And we're going to write a follow-up piece and say, hey, your story just made the top of Netscape. There's a few things missing. You know, we'd like to interview you. And, you know, I think there's some value to that. So, you know, say what you want about the guy. I think he has probably made some moves that not many other people would make, and, you know, they're very controversial. I don't think all of them are good, but I think that particular concept has some value.
How do you think this is all going to pan out for, let's say, the Netscape versus Dig?
Well, you know, Netscape's got a much tougher battle to fight, because you can't just create a community just because you have 12 million people. Dig and Newsvine have started from zero, and everybody who goes to Dig and everybody goes to Newsvine loves what they're currently getting. They're there because they're buying into the concept of social news, whereas Netscape is taking this huge mountain of people and trying to sell them on that concept. So what percentage of those people will actually be sold on the concept? Probably a pretty small percentage. So I think the way it's going to shake out is, you know, everybody likes to say, well, who's going to be the big winner in this? You know, who's going to be the one company that really makes it? I don't think there is going to be one company. I think there's going to be a handful of companies, because, you know, who wants to be part of one community? Everybody wants to be part of multiple communities. I want to be part of Newsvine for this, and I want to be part of Dig for this, and I want to be part of all the various blogs that I visit for other different things. So it's a question of who can execute the fastest and who has the best judgment. We as a team of six people, one of our competitive advantages is that we do move so quickly. We roll code multiple times per day. We come out with stuff every week. Sometimes a user will make a suggestion for what they want to see on Newsvine, and it's on the site before the end of the day. Mm. And these are things that CNN can't do, and MSNBC can't do, and AOL, who knows? So they still have to prove their mettle as far as how quickly they can move and how tasteful they can be in what they present.
Like in terms of being able to do what the user wants them to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, a lot of it depends on how you've built your system. We built our system from scratch to be extremely extensible, and we anticipated a lot of what our users would do on the site. However, there's a lot that we didn't anticipate too. And if you're not paying close attention to how your users are using the site, you will fail. We had a guy. I woke up one morning and I read a story on Newsvine, and it was something like, General Lee and his troops crossed the Mississippi today and were met with gunfire from all sides, And I was like, what's this? Oh my God, what happened? Is there a war going on? And it turns out there was a user on our site who was writing historical news. It's available, I believe, at myoats.newsvine.com or luffberry.newsvine.com.
That's funny.
But yeah, so he writes a few stories every week that are historical news, And you look at that and you go, wow, that's kind of weird. But then you look at the comment threads and these people who are like, this is really great. Like, I have my kids look at your column every day now. This is really educational. So it's important to expect the unexpected and to be able to react to it as quickly as possible.
Interesting. So where do you think this whole space is going?
Well, I think what we're seeing now is big media wanting to get smaller and lighter, and small media wanting to get a little bit bigger and louder. And so we have kind of positioned ourselves sort of in the middle. We've been getting a lot of calls from multi-billion-dollar media firms wanting to, license our technology and talk about other things. We almost did a deal a few weeks ago that would have brought in more money than we even took in financing. It would have let us book our first million or two in revenue. And it would have probably been, a fun thing to work on. But, in the end, we didn't do it because there were, requirements that they would, get a certain amount of our intellectual property, and they needed certain things done quicker than we thought we could get them done. So we turned it down. But, they are one of a large handful of companies that have been talking to us recently about how to make their own sites more nimble and how to allow the sorts of participation and interaction on larger sites that we do on Newsvine. So I think you're going to see several sites in our category succeed, and I think you're going to see sites, large stalwart sites like CNN get a little bit more like small media sites.
I think it's a good prediction.
Yeah, it's a win-win, really. I mean, you got to give people what they like, right? And the reason why people are not reading newspapers anymore is there's a better alternative. And as soon as there are enough sites out there that you can really participate in and really customize and really turn into your own personal news experience, the less you need these sort of one-way push it to you news sites.
So I'm screwed.
How so?
I'm kidding. Everybody's screwed, actually, I think.
As a user or yeah.
As a user, as a contributor, as a developer, as a publisher, they're all screwed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because there are so many things going on right now. That's the interesting thing about this whole renaissance that's going on in the internet. I think it's great. It's very cool to see new things pop up, but now there are so many new things popping up. You say you subscribed to about 100 some odd feeds.
Yeah.
I subscribed to about 1,000.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm an information junkie.
Wow, I thought Scoble was the only one that
was Scoble and I have been
Oh my goodness.
No. We've been going back and forth on that for a while. No.
Wow.
Yeah, we've both been, but we're information junkies in that sense, to give us a broad overview of what's happening and just kind of watching trends and names and ideas and, you know, not necessarily jumping into the middle of it. I think we're in trouble. I think we're screwed.
Well, I mean, you're certainly screwed as far as having some free time this summer, because that's a lot of feeds to catch up on. I think where you're going with this is that there is a sort of a deficit of attention these days, where there is just too much stuff to pay attention to. There really is. And there are times, I mean, you probably know this better than I do because you've got 10 times as many feeds, but there are times when you just want to look at that aggregator and just hit mark all as read, right?
Oh, I've done it before.
I never have, because I'm really neurotic about it. I think I'm going to miss that one story that like sets off that one spark.
I used to think that.
Yeah, so you're over it now.
I'm
yeah,
way
yeah,
over
yeah, you're over it because you couldn't deal with it anymore. But like, you know, I'm still not to that point. And so like one of the nice things about getting news from a site like Newsvine instead of RSS or in addition to RSS it's just a fountain, right? It's like, you know, you check it in the morning, and if you don't check it, you know, for 5 days or a week, it's still just one page of news, right? Mm-hmm. There's no backing up of information. And so I think there's something to be said for that.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.